and Luke Walton. So just tell me what, you know, since you live in the LA area, what's the buzz, you know, about the Luke Walton hiring for the Lakers? And do they think that this is a good fit and, you know, a good coach for the Lakers moving forward? Will you be able to attract free agents, et cetera, you know, post-Kobe era?
I look at this Luke Walton hiring two different ways. You look at it, on the one end of the spectrum, we had Byron Scott here as head coach, a former Laker, beloved, part of the Showtime era. And obviously it didn't work out. He was not able to connect with the younger players like D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle. Particularly his relationship with Russell wasn't very good. So you basically swap out one Laker champion for another. However, the problem I see, though, with that is, did you really take the time to evaluate all other capable candidates? To be honest, Luke Walton was on my list, but he wasn't number one.
Right.
And I'll be honest, he wasn't number two. The guy that I would have liked to see the Lakers, maybe not even hire, but at least have an interview with, was Kevin Ollie of the UConn Huskies.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was my choice. However, I also look at Luke, and I look at Kevin Ollie, former NBA greats, or maybe not greats, but good role players that played on a lot of successful teams, provided leadership, toughness, and just threw an arm around a lot of young players. If you recall, Kevin Durant, when he won his MVP, he talked about how Kevin Ollie was a bit, you know, really was a big-time mentor for him and when he was developing his game. And same with Russell Westbrook as well. So that's why I thought the Ollie idea was good, because of his ability to not just develop talent at the college level, and he knows how some of these young kids are nowadays, but also to throw that arm around these guys. And I think Luke has that similar trait. So on the one hand, yeah, Luke has not been an assistant coach that long. He doesn't have any head coach experience. He hasn't coached at the college level. But his ability to be a smart player, when he was a player, he wasn't overly athletic.
Right.
He wasn't a great shooter, but he was very good at thinking the game out and finding ways to be effective in that triangle offense, and also to connect with players. He was terrific at that, and his ability to connect with Kobe and Powell and Lamar Odom. So that's where I think Luke does become a good fit, especially for this young Lakers.